This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. It's hot out there again today across much of the country, but next week is going to bring a big shift, especially in the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
There is a potential that some of these minimum temperatures will set new record lows. Philadelphia, for example, lower 60s by Wednesday. That could be very close to the record of 61.
President Biden acknowledged his seventh grandchild for the first time after son Hunter closed out a paternity case in Arkansas last month. Former Vice President Mike Pence commented on the development.
I welcome the president acknowledging his little granddaughter. It was important that he did so.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to speak at an event in Erie, Pennsylvania within the hour. This woman explained why she supports him.
I want it to get better. I want all of my children to have a better life, to have the life that I had. And it's going downhill, and it's going down fast since Mr. Biden got behind all this stuff here. So we're taking it back.
There are questions about Mitch McConnell's leadership position after an incident this week. CBS's Nancy Chen.
During a news conference on Wednesday, the 81-year-old appeared to freeze mid-sentence and was led away. His spokesperson said McConnell plans to serve his full term in the job his colleagues have overwhelmingly elected him to do. McConnell's two-year term as Senate Republican leader ends in January 2025.
Russia targeted a civilian area in eastern Ukraine last night, dropping missiles on an apartment building in Dnipro. Two children are among nine injured. The BBC's James Waterhouse from Kyiv.
The images of last night of another missile strike in the heart of the city show Moscow's attitude to the tactics it's deploying, in that it sees civilian casualties or areas as acceptable collateral damage in its continued invasion, or it is a deliberate targeting of a civilian area.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said at a press conference following meetings with African leaders that there is no intensification towards Ukraine. Want to be a billionaire? You can next week, but first you have to get all the Mega Millions numbers right. Here's CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Nobody won last night's $940 million jackpot drawing, so the grand prize now climbs to $1.05 billion. Whoa. $1 billion. Right now, that is tied for the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. It's been more than 3 months since someone matched all six numbers and won the Mega Millions jackpot. The next drawing is Tuesday.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you have trouble sleeping,
you made it. It's Saturday night, and Max Inc. Radio is on your radio. Now unplug from the politics and enjoy the local stuff. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Devil sitting in my chair. Devil sitting in my chair. Devil sitting in my chair. Well, there's a devil sitting in my chair. I don't like him sitting there. I don't think I like his stare. There's a devil.
two in a row. Yeah, a double deb that kicks off the night from the Moon Gypsies. They reunited earlier today. We're at Atwood Fest, of course. Devil sitting in my chair and now a million miles away. If you haven't made it to Atwood Fest, make sure you do it. All sorts of local artists will be playing right here on Max Inc. Radio. All double dips in the first hour. They're all artists that you can hear and see at Atwood Fest. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I try to talk to you, but you don't listen. You're somewhere else on some kind of mission. I try to talk to you, but you're a million miles away. When you look at me, you look right through. You don't see me for me, you just see me for you. Yeah, when you look at me, you're a million miles away.
Reunited at Atwood Fest, the Moon Gypsies. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Go down to Atwood Fest. I know I will after the show, or maybe tomorrow on Sunday I'll be there. The Jimmies are next. Where are they going to be? In Beloit tomorrow? In Monona? Monday? Belleville? Connect all the dots. MaxIncRadio.com.
Hey, there's a woman, she a freak of some kind, hey. Messing with my head all the time. Never want a one breath. Every minute she be saying yes, yes, yes. Got the news out of woman. Got the news out of woman. Got the news out of woman. Before I lose my mind. Got to understand why she is so hard to please. Try to do it right, but ain't no begging on my knees, yo. Treat me like
All right, People Brothers Band is next. They have brand new stuff. We're going to play it. They were at the Fête de Marquette. Yeah, now they're all over the state, up at Blues on the Chippewa. That's where you can see them next, or hear them right here on the Civic Media Network on Max Inc. Radio. 5 closing down Atwood Fest. When? Tonight. In fact, let me look at the clock here. Yeah, they're taking the stage in about an hour. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Fat Function. We'll be right back. Trapper Shep. All right, we're going to take a break from the local stuff, but don't panic. More of it's coming right after we do a few of these sponsor breaks right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
This is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Nashville's rising star, Kirsty Krause, Sunday, July 30th on the Clyde's Doublefield Stage.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
thought I could be affected by your criticism, posing by your cynicism, lies dim the shine inside of me. Been living in a shadow of clouds, but this is my philosophy now. Hey, hey, I grit my teeth and barely forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shake, don't go, marry, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. I'm gonna raise my cheeks and smile for you. It's just on the record. I ain't cursing. You ain't worth it. You don't deserve my love. Every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. I let her fly, spread her wings. Only in my head of my dreams. Read between the pointer and ring. Hey, hey, I'm putting my teeth in, baby, forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shake, don't go, marry, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. I'm gonna raise my cheeks and smile for you.
Kirsty Krause, where can you see her? At Woodfest tomorrow. Thanks for tuning into Max Inc. Radio. Say hi to rocker Jimmy K. You'll see them running around on the stages of At Woodfest.
I'm moving out of the city. I'm headed to the country. I ain't buying a Bible. I'm sitting around with my rifle. I'm sick of all the hustle. I see the panic and defeat of a million lost and lonely desperate eyes.
Love Mama Dig Down's brass band, you're gonna love this Young Blood. Brass Band. Brooklyn. Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Just like that, 1 hour of local music has passed. Stay tuned. Hour two of Max Inc. Radio is right around the corner. Kelsey Miles takes us there. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.